to start with you, Lauren, just about what got you interested in this topic kind of broadly, and then specifically what brought you to Huntsville, to this high school, to film these kids and this wrestling team.
Yeah, so the director, Susanna Herbert, and I were looking to tell Southern stories. Susanna's from Memphis, so she was sort of on the lookout for a way to sort of highlight, you know, stories from the South that we feel are underrepresented in film and in media and in documentary. So she's always on the lookout, and then came across stories of the Johnson wrestling team, because even though they had only been wrestling for, at that time, about 2 years, and they were beating kids from schools that had way more resources and a lot more funding, and kids who had been wrestling since they were 5 years old. So that initially grabbed her attention, and she went down to a summer training camp and met everyone while they were training for a special camp in Fargo, and just was immediately struck by the team and, you know, everybody's spirit, and we decided that we had to make a film.
Great. Jalen, I want to ask you, what made you interested in pursuing wrestling as you got to J.O. Johnson?
Well, for me, North Huntsville, most kids my age at that time were more interested in basketball and football, and I just wanted to be active in some sport. But for me, I didn't make the basketball team my freshman year. I was deemed too small to play football, so Scribner would, come to me every day and tell me that he thinks that I should wrestle. So I tried it my freshman year, but I would quit because I was dealing with some personal problems at home. So I tried it out my freshman year, and it was okay, but I really felt a certain type of way about quitting and not being a part of something so special. I saw some of my teammates doing things that I didn't think was possible, not knowing much about wrestling in that 1 year or so. I decided to come back my sophomore year and wrestle, and I just, made the best out of it, and I was able to do what I've done.
Right. That's awesome. You were pretty heavily recruited by your coach.
Yeah. He was coming for people of all sizes, and, he just wanted a full team, and I was open to coming and learning something new.
Yeah, that's awesome. So this is kind of for both of you, but Lauren, I'd like you to start about if it was challenging at all to kind of come in and embed, I know that it's your directorial debut, but obviously you're a pretty veteran filmmaker. But I'm curious what it takes to kind of come in with a film crew and become part of the lives of these kids and these families and this process and make yourselves comfortable and make everybody comfortable. What's that process like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredibly special experience, I think, and one that's really unique to filmmaking. And I just have to thank, all of the wrestlers and Jalen and the coaches and their families for even, considering letting us in this sort of intense way in the first place. I think that it's a bit of a, it's a bit of a dance, and you are building a really unique relationship. And I think that we always sort of deferred to the team on like when it was appropriate to film and, when they wanted us around and when they didn't want us around, and, just sort of let them set the boundaries so that, we weren't being too invasive and too, we weren't being too invasive, and also were, sort of respecting, the fact that this is a really intimate process. And I think that over the course of time, since we were there for, 6 months straight over the course of the season, by the end, we were really close with everybody. And I think, a little bit, the newness had worn off. So we were fixtures on the team at that point. And so I think had been there for so many ups and downs and had been there not, even not recording, just had been such constant presences that, it was good.
And for you, Jalen, what was it like initially when you found out that there was this this team that was interested in producing this documentary, and then over the course of the season, what was it like, having them around and having them, into your personal life and all that sort of process?
Well, I was excited because I didn't know what was going to be made of the film, but I know that our our team had a great story. So I was pretty excited that, you know, what I knew what story would become, and as I see it now, it's a pretty great story. As we see the reception that's getting from everybody, but just having the cameras around throughout the season, you know, it was a hard adjustment at first, because just whenever I think about the media in Huntsville or whoever comes to shoot a story, there's not always an accurate portrayal or, you know, something true. As I look through the media here in Huntsville, the news media, how they present North Huntsville. So, you know, it was a little bit, I'm not sure, is it actually going to be a great, you know, accurate story. But as I continue to go throughout the season, they would capture moments of me that were just my down moments that I didn't know what would be made of them, but I knew that, you know, capturing those moments and everything else that I went into the season, if I think about how that's all going to come together, there's nothing negative to portray about that. So across the season, I just learned that, you know, I think they have our best interest, and they're not going to, you know, put anything out there that makes North Huntsville look bad or makes the team look bad. So across time, I just learned to adjust to the cameras and know that I could put faith in the team that they would produce something great as we see the movie.
Right. Jalen, I got another question for you, and I want to ask, you know, over the course of a wrestling season, as you were starting to compete, I'm curious about the process of going into competitions and wrestling meets, especially going into, I imagine you were competing, like going towards some schools like in the Madison area. You go to like Bob Jones or schools like James Clement, and schools in like really affluent areas. And of course, y'all are, you know, grinding it out and doing the absolute, you know, doing fantastic work with what you've got. And then you go into these schools that have these, you know, exemplary facilities and, you know, crazy stuff. Did that ever cause, was there ever any like resentment or jealousy, or, you know, how did you guys manage that?
I would have to say I felt, you know, I would see the privilege that the other guys had, but if it all boils down, we all have the same time. We all wrestle on the same mats. We all have the same shoes. It's all what we put into it. You know, it would be great to have the big, beautiful facility, the great funding, and, you know, the crowd, but what we put into it is all the same, and we were able to put in, it looks like, more energy, more time as we look at what our team produced, and, you know, we could hold that envy or that jealousy for what other teams have, but we have to make best of what we had, and we were able to do that. So I might have looked at it that way, just a little jealous that they had this, that, and the third, but after I look at the end result of what our team was able to produce, what we had, we produced beyond what was expected. So the envy would, you know, go away. I was pretty happy for what we had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. I just want to finish up with both of you, but I'd like to start with you, Lauren, about, you know, your impressions of the film and its final state, and obviously your reaction to the response that that the film has gotten, and, you know, how you feel about the reception.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I mean, I think we've been working on it for, you know, for so long that you can't really anticipate how people are going to react, but you only know, all we know as filmmakers is how strongly we feel about the story and how inspired we've been by Jalen and his teammates, and to see that now that the film is out in the world, everybody who sees it comes away with the same just deep, enthusiastic, and emotional, you know, response to the film, and everyone is inspired by their stories, and that's been really amazing. I mean, I think the beauty of the wrestling is that it's this beautiful metaphor for the struggle of life, and I think that you really get to see a really intimate and candid story of what it's like for Jalen and his teammates, and it's just, I can't have imagined a better response.
And how about you, Jalen?
Just thinking about story. Well, anytime I think about the film being shown to anyone, it's just two things that I hope. Just wondering if it's shown in Alabama, that people are aware of what's going on in North Huntsville. And two, even if it's not shown in North Huntsville or anywhere in Alabama, I hope people can look at the stories portrayed in the film and be motivated, or, you know, because many people can resonate with those stories. Even if it's not you, you know someone who is. So there's just two hopes behind it, and I'm every time I watch the film, I grow to, you know, love it a lot more. I've seen it, you know, many times, but I grow to love it a lot more.
What have you heard, I'm curious, from, like, friends and family? I'm sure they've seen the film at this point as well.
They love it. They love it. They love the characters. They're moved by it. They show many emotions to the story. They just love the film.
Great. I'll start with you, Jalen. I just want to wrap up by asking if there's anything else that that you guys want to add about this film or about the you know, about the story.
I don't think there's not much to add. I think the movie speaks for itself and tells much more than you'd expect.
The film is about so much more than just wrestling. I mean, we spend more time with everybody off the mat and experiencing their regular lives and what it's like to grow up in North Huntsville and just sort of the different obstacles that they face and overcome. And it's just a really inspiring and moving story, and I hope people tune in. It is broadcast on Independent Lens on PBS this upcoming Monday, May 20th, and check your local listings for the specific time.
Fantastic. I am looking forward to catching the premiere, and thank you both so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.